Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was answering a question concerning rock music. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues answering this question today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Consider Psalms 92:3. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. Now, although instrumental music was used in the ancient Jewish worship, we see here it was solemn music. The Hebrew word for solemn sound is higayon, a word translated meditation in Psalm 19, verse 14. It is combined with selah in Psalms 9 and verse 16. It is a call for exultant meditation upon which every truth that was revealed to the heart and the mind, and we are in meditation on it, and we are exalting it. And with those thoughts, you think of Psalms 93:5, thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. That is the reason the music needs to be such that it does not interfere with the meditation intended for the heart instead of being transferred to the hips and feet. The music of the Bible is solemn music. It is distinctive. You don't hear it at the strip club. You don't hear it at the various types of concerts. It's even different than what people call country music. Bluegrass, it's different. It is distinctive in and of itself. And not all those music things are bad, but they are completely wrong in the church. Now, I think my personal belief, because of this beat-driving music, I believe that that is wrong. Now, again, the Bible shows us that its music is solemn music. In my Christian college days, one of the music faculty taught on this very subject. He was a very talented pianist. He played the song Amazing Grace as it is written. When he finished, he says, now I want to play the same song again, and he played it in a Western style. Then he played it in a jazz style. He played it in a boogie-woogie style. He played it in a bluegrass style, and I think finally he played it in a rock style. Now, by the time he finished, all of us were laughing, but we were also captured by the difference, because we knew the words to Amazing Grace, but we realized how it made the song so different. And yet, you might even say, it seemed to be a music that when you think of Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that it was mocking God. People use the terminology sacrilegious. Over the last 30 years, it has been Christian musicians that have said that music has no moral message or implication. But the musicians of the world say the opposite. Now, we have a Christian radio station. As I was driving in my car, it was suddenly off the air. I turned the radio to a talk radio station, waiting for ours to get back on. The host was a lady. And she evidently was a Beatles fan, and so was her guest. And they spoke of how much they loved it. Then they both made these observations. The man said, "When I first began listening to the Beatles and heard the off and back beat of it, I realized it was a revolution of some sort." The lady said, "Although the words were calm compared to today's culture, it opened the door to all the immoral and anti-family music and the breakdown of society." Now, let me just stop and say this. This is from the man and a lady that both loved that music. But they were in a moment of honesty. And I gathered, quite assuredly, that neither one of these people were saved. Yet they realize today that the music had an association that is not holy. As we said in Psalms 145:17, that the Lord is holy in all his works and righteous in all his ways. About 15 to 20 years ago, a man announced in Florida that he was beginning a Christian nudist camp in which they would sing praise music and study the Bible. And their arguments were similar to the ones who do contemporary music today. Now, don't forget, Satan tries to emulate and then corrupt the things of God. We find that in Nebuchadnezzar's time. He used music with the instruments listed in Daniel 3 to get the people to bow down to his image. One of the things back as far as 3,000 years ago is that beat-driven music was used to work the people into a frenzy before they placed a baby on the fire burning to Moloch. Now, today we do abortion. Back then, after they were born, they put them on fire, both of them, the same result, killing a human life. Satan is an angel of light. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13 through 15, we read this: "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." You see, Satan's light is deceitful. If people weren't deceived by it, then it wouldn't be deceitful, would it? So it's deceitful. You're not walking with God, you can be easily deceived. In 1 Corinthians 14, there was a temple to the goddess of Aphrodite. A strong beat-driven music was used. The temple had over 1,000 Vestal virgins. As the music beat would grow strong, these virgins did interpretive dancing that ended in a sexual orgy. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 13 through 15, we see Satan being addressed. The chapter was dealing with the king of Tyrus, and then it turns to using him only as a type of Satan. And notice what it says: "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, gold. And the workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee." What is this telling us? It's telling us that Satan was in charge of heaven's music before his fall. His trekking among the precious stones shows that his work was with the jewelry of heaven to begin with. And it is interesting then that regardless of our Christmas songs, we really never see good angels sing after Satan's fall in the Bible. Although our songs say they did. But Satan was in charge of heaven's jewelry, and he was in charge of heaven's music, and that's what he meant by the pipes and the tabrets there. When he's mentioning it, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes, he's talking about the music of heaven. And so he was in charge of heaven's music and of heaven's jewelry. And so, again, the angels don't sing after Satan's fall in the Bible. Even in Revelation, when the saints are singing, they join in saying. They don't want in any way to be associated with Satan, since they are the same kind of spirit beings. We also don't see angels in the Bible in jewels. We only see them in white. Now, music is not wrong, nor jewels. But for them, it was an association they avoided. Jesus Christ sang with the disciples a hymn. He's going to have a crown. He's going to give crowns to his that serve him. I see nothing wrong with the football uniform and the pads with them. But, you know, I believe it is totally out of place for me to wear a football uniform fully padded into the pulpit. Why? Because the God I serve, the God of the Bible, is holy. Proverbs 10:32 says, "The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable." Now, friends, I do not question the intent of the ones who use the wrong music in church. I think of Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10. I think they thought that the incense of Egypt was better than what God had ordered them to use. I believe they had a good intent. But when they used the wrong incense in the worship of God, God sent fire to destroy them both instantly. So it comes down to knowing what is holy and acceptable unto God, not what pleases us. I must pity those who have only heard CCM in regard to religious music. You see, true doctrinal music is in the reverence, dignity, and majesty which befits the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is endowed with scriptural words, godly praise, and truth. We have a generation growing up without the ability to see through the mind of their spirit the beauty of holiness, of His grace and righteousness through the music that is presented in a holy, distinctive manner, music that is distinctive and not heard in the clubs and the dens of iniquity. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.